It was truly troubling and it was deeply saddening. I was frightened for members of the United States Congress. I would say that I was not surprised.
That's Kimani James, a senior at Boston Latin Academy. He's also the student representative on the Boston School Committee. At 17, James is already a political thinker.
This is the system upon which America was built. For white people, especially the white man, to be the only one to wield the power of the Democratic Republic. And once that is upsetted, all hell breaks loose.
As soon as the attack began, James texted BLA's Black Student Union. Turn on the news.
I don't think I really understood the magnitude of everything when I first heard it.
That's junior Ajene Ikaro. She got James's text while still in math class and eventually flipped to MSNBC.
And my first thought was like, why were they allowed to get so close? During the summer, when Black Lives Matter protests were at, like, I guess its peak, there were people guarding the Capitol and, like, riot gear and things like that.
Meanwhile, Rihanna Bhagwandeen, another senior, first saw the footage on the live streaming platform Twitch.
You could see complete and utter chaos.
All three students wished that there hadn't been homework or PSATs to worry about on the following day. But there was. When the topic came up in class Thursday, Bhagwandeen was alarmed by a white student's remark.
He just basically legitimized the protesters yesterday, the terrorists, trying to compare them to the Black Lives Matter movement, saying, oh, both sides have done bad things.
Their teacher asked the students to continue the discussion in remote breakout rooms. There, Ikaro says, her white classmates were largely silent.
And so I feel like a lot of the white kids at school don't really feel comfortable speaking on it. And I have no idea whether that's because some of them want to give the space to us and allow us to speak on it. Even though this was about Trump, it's also partly about race. And I think a lot of people recognize that. I just feel like it was very tense.
Alongside that tension was real bitterness. James says he still feels angry over what he called the hypocrisy of the president, of law enforcement, and of his country.
Donald Trump says, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Well, there were literal images of people taking podiums and walking out with them. Footage of United States Capitol Police holding the hand of a terrorist and walking them down the stairs to freedom. This is America.
The three students agree that the president should be removed from office immediately, and that soon America must somehow transcend its bigotry, its hyper-capitalist economy, and learn to care for Black neighbors, immigrants, and the poor. James says many in his young generation are either already on board or can be persuaded.
I think that is how we live in this republic. We go back to common sense. We go back to human decency.
But for now, the students acknowledge they're facing an old country with its old wounds re-inflamed. After Wednesday, after 4 years of Trump and 400 years of bloody history, both Bhagwandeen and Ikaro say they don't even like the sound of that phrase, going back.
This is a failed state. You know, we're breaking down from the inside and we need to start over. There's no going back.
Yeah, you can't go back to the normally scheduled program and be like, ha ha, like everything's okay now, because you're not convincing anybody. It's not going to end with Trump out of office. There were problems before that, and they still need to be addressed.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.